Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 26th day of July, 2018. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 86 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're getting a high of 91 degrees today for Klamath Basin. It's summer. It's summer, and I tell you what, a lot of people are bitching, complaining. I ain't one of them. Heat don't bother me. Kind of like it, actually. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. U.S. court weighs challenge to Boston gun restriction. This is from Yahoo News, and we're most certainly going to get into it as soon as we return.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Well, here we go off again into Wally World. U.S. court weighs, U.S. court with zero authority. In fact, with acting in direct defiance of the ninth article of the People's Bill of Rights, weighs challenge to Boston restrictions. This is what I talk about, you know, enforcing those rights or arguing about them. This is from Yahoo News. A federal appeals court on Wednesday weighed whether the U.S. Constitution guarantees a right to carry guns in public for self-defense in a lawsuit challenging the firearm licensing policies of two Massachusetts municipalities, including Boston. The argument before the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston marked the latest instance in which a federal appeals court has weighed the extent the Constitution's Second Amendment protects the right to carry firearms outside of a person's home. Really? Well, let's just look at it here. You know, I ain't no U.S. Supreme Court just studied, you know, admiralty tyranny all my life. But I can read and write. So let's just take a look at it. Let's see if we can find it in there. Rather, we have to have them in our, just in your house. You see, you can go in there and see this here. Second article here says, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Does that mean it shall be infringed in public? You can keep a gun in your house. Do you really think that that's what them people that wrote that down meant? Because I don't. I have others to refer to. And we have to do this every once in a while for the retarded out there. And I'm telling you, when I tell you people, they understand exactly what they're doing. They know who Mr. Tenskotch was. They know who the writers of the Bill of Rights were. The people who noted what is our physical being, our physical freedom, our physical state of peace that we are absolutely guaranteed and that we have the right to defend with deadly force. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress? I guess Congress. I mean, wait a minute. Well, maybe we could say the courts do because Congress. Wait a minute. Ninth article says nobody does. Congress or no other son of a bitch calling themselves government have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers, I mean, they're not even civil rulers anymore, as an occupation force, we kind of distort it, but we'll just say as civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize. They just may attempt to invade the space of your body, which where your rights are retained within your person. They just may decide how you're going to live and that you're going to crawl up to them. They're going to have guns. They're going to tell you how to live. They're going to tell you what your privileges are because you have no goddamn rights. I mean, they've already decided that. Before them may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised, which have turned into a standing army, a standing United Nations army, who wants you to disarm our people so that they can take our resources, they can take all of our property, raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people. Are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. Period. It's nonsense on top of nonsense, and none of this shit stops. We just keep playing these frickin' games until we shut it down. And we shut it down as individuals. The extent of the rights to own gun ownership, the extent of the rights, there is no extent to it. It is ultimate. It is forever. It cannot be touched. That's what unalienable means. It cannot, and that's another thing. Unalienable means that it's a part of, you can't give that son of a bitch away, let alone some pencil neck little punk communist parasitic piece of shit thinking I write it down on a piece of paper and then it changes the whole goddamn world. Well, you can write it down on that piece of paper, but man, you got yourself a dangerous piece of paper in your hand, you son of a bitch. The extent of the right to gun ownership is one of the most hotly contested debates. See, we talk about this when they're, you know, attacking our Bill of Rights. We just want to have a conversation. There is no fucking conversation. This is how I'm going to tell you people how the conversation goes. And we'll use hypotheticals here. Because, you know, I have noticed, I recently experienced, you know, that all of the places, I've talked about this before, all the places I used to go when I was young, the camping, you know, up in the mountains where the lakes were, it was just, it belonged to the, it was the people's land. It was public land, people's land. You went there, you dug your fire pit, you set you up a tent, you were responsible for yourself, you went and dug you a hole to shit in, you made sure you brought your water, and you enjoyed yourself, and you were left alone. You were a free man upon free land. But what I've noticed more and more is they've been turned over to, in the name, you know, through the idea of a fiduciary, you know, like the Forest Service, an agency that cannot exist. It is without authorization, and it is a violation of the Ninth Article because it creates a regulation upon the land that is not, that is in contrast to the Bill of Rights. But I've been seeing it more and more, and I've even heard tell, you know, not here yet, but of going into these parks where people used to go and say, no firearms allowed. You know, and then we'll be having the conversation. See, where the conversation is supposed to find the lead is they're taking people's guns and putting them in the ditches. As you know, you can't have them in a federal building. Everybody knows that. Yes, by God, you can. There is no inch of this United States where my Bill of Rights does not stand as the absolute law of this country. And then it's well, you know, you can't have them in this public place or this place. Yes, by God, I can. There are no exceptions. And now, like I said, you know, you're here, I am, you're getting, you know, they're getting charged. Well, you know, they put up a toilet and stuff, and they always, it's for your own good because they're managing your resource for you to your betterment. And then, you know, you pretty soon you have like we're seeing here now, the Californians invading with people on top of people out in the woods like that, you know. And I can see it coming. It probably has already happened and nobody knows it. But some fella, you know, who's been fishing up at some place all of his goddamn life, he's always carried a pistol on his hip because he carries his goddamn gun because in case he runs into some trouble, he aims to settle it. So this fella, he's walking from his camp. He's going to walk down to where he's fished all of his goddamn life. He's got his pistol strapped on. He stops in the middle of the road. He's walking down there. He pulled him a half pint of whiskey out of his shirt pocket. He's up in the goddamn woods on free man's land where he can live and do as he goddamn well pleases, so long as he ain't bothering nobody else. And he takes him a slug of his whiskey, and here's the Californian sitting over there with his faggot, parasitic, homosexual, transsexual family, whatever freaky makeup it might be, and sees the gun. Oh my goodness, the gun. You know, people have been shot, you know, putting their guns in the goddamn trunks of their car. Lawful, I mean, there's nothing that can be unlawful about it, but the way they tell their stories, oh, he was lawfully taking his firearms to the gun range. The fellow just didn't understand that he was allowed to have a gun. Well, you know what? This is how far it's come, people. So here's the faggot. Well, I don't know. He wouldn't even probably know what sex the son of a bitch was by the way it looked. But it looked over there and it seen that gun on that feller's hip. That feller took a sip of his whiskey and he walked on down the road with his fishing pole, and he walked down to where he's fished all of his life, tossed his line in the water. Meanwhile, fucking getting 911. Yes, there's an armed person that got a gun down here. Yeah, and I've seen them. They were drinking whiskey, or he was drinking whiskey. You see, and see what they have up there because they cannot create laws, or they cannot create anything. God damn it, that our Bill of Rights is our law. Our common law is our law. We all understand the mechanisms that must be put in place to even confront us or talk to us or bother us in the free exercise of our will and our lives. But sure as shit, here we come. Here, 3 weeks out of the academy, here we come tearing down the road. Which is known as a code enforcement officer. Boy, find that one anywhere in the Bill of Rights. Code enforcement officer. And that code enforcement officer, excuse me, sir?
The fun police.
Oh, the fun police. Yes, there you go. The fun police. And so here comes the fun police. Now, the fun police, they'll pull in, you know, and they're going to come right down there, and they're going to walk down to that fella. That fella stand up, and the first words out of the mouth, I'd like to see some identification, sir. Well, you ain't gonna. You're not gonna. Who are you? I'm code enforcement officer, and I will need to see your identification. Well, I ain't showing you shit, but I will identify myself. You see, I'm an American national of the American race. My rights under my people's Bill of Rights, not to be confused with the amendments that you play around with in your phony constitution. I'm talking about the original document that has never been changed, that could never be changed. I am an American national, and my rights under that Bill of Rights are absolute. Now, you're standing here before me. Do you have some kind of civil paper that you've come here to serve me as? But you can't even do that. You're not even. In fact, you know what? Under the ninth article, you can't even be here. You can't exist. I don't give a shit what kind of fucking phony, with little weird clothes you're wearing. But you think you got that gun on your hip and you think that fucking impresses me? Well, sir, it don't. I'm gonna tell you what. You have no civil paper. to serve me. I'm not being served for anything. There is no citizen or no American national has made a complaint against me. You're not here for any kind of a crime, because you're here. First thing you're asking me is my name. You're not in the. He can't even be there. It would be more apt to be talking to a sheriff, which would be the closest thing to a civil authority that you could actually have come to a situation like that, where as if it was a sheriff, a real sheriff, he would walk over to the fellow and go, "What's the problem here?" The fellow who called. Excuse me a second. I didn't drink this coffee. He'd go over to the fellow who called and he'd go, "There was a fellow. He was standing right up there in the road, got a pistol strapped on, and I seen him take a pint out of his pocket of whiskey and took a drink of it and went down there and went fishing." And the sheriff would have to say, "You called me up here for this?" I'm gonna explain something to you, mister. He can carry that pistol. That's his right to carry that pistol. And if he wants to take him a drink of whiskey and walk down there and fish, it's none of your goddamn business. But my family, see, my traumatized son, daughter, a transvestite over there, they're all shaking and everything. Well, I suggest you pack their asses up and get them the fuck out of here, because you're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong goddamn country. But we'll go back to the code enforcement officer, because this is what it will be. This is what it would be, a completely illegal. You know, in the first place, when this person walks up to you, you know right then and there, the Bill of Rights, as you stand up as that Bill of Rights, you know that son of a bitch is what he's there to violate. He can't even be there. He's there as a false pretense, under a false pretense. He is a hoodlum with a gun. His authority that he's stepping up there to say, "I want to see your identification," he's talking through no other authority than the fact that you're supposed to see that gun on his hip and you're supposed to become afraid. Okay, here's it. Nuh-uh. That ain't how it works. So anyway, we're at the code enforcement officer, and then finally you tell that son of a bitch, you say, buddy, the very fact that you had to ask me my fucking name means that you have no goddamn right to be standing here in front of me, bothering me and harassing my fishing. Now what you do is you turn around, you get your ass back in that rig, and you get the fuck out of here now. Right now, I'm only going to tell you once. You have violated the 9th article. You have violated the 5th article. You have attempted to violate. You haven't violated shit, because I ain't going to let you do it. But you thought you were going to come up here and do that. You have no authority here. You have no jurisdiction here. I am the goddamn authority here, and I'm telling you to get in your fucking pickup, turn around, and get the fuck out of here. Now, all the time you're doing this, you keep your eye on that son of a bitch, because, man, they're built. They build these their code enforcement thing out of cowards. And you keep your pistol handy. Be ready to pull that son of a bitch. He makes a move for his gun, pull it out, shoot, son of a bitch. You're in the right. He has no right to be there. He is there to violate you. You are the Bill of Rights. He intends to violate you, and he thinks he can fucking do it through some kind of foreign force that is a goddamn act of treachery and sedition in your country. Now, I can just see him now. Man, you're standing with the pistol, but I'll tell you what, his little rays and balls are already sucked up into his guts, because he sees you ain't budging, and you're standing there with the fucking gun just like him. And, man, this guy here, I drove up here, thought I was just going to buffalo somebody. He wants to walk over there and pick up that fucking microphone, go, "I'm going to need backup up here. I got to get up a dip a jump." Boom! You're fucking dead. I understand your intent. I understand what you think you're going to do. You think you're going to go get a whole gang of criminals to come up here and fucking murder my Bill of Rights, to molest my person and to remove my rights. No, you're not. Boom. No matter what else happens, justice just happened. You tried to violate that Bill of Rights, and it just enforced itself, and you're laying there on the fucking ground dead. Now, the other son of a bitches are no doubt going to be a-coming, but you know what? The time has come, and you step back and you get in your best position. And every one of them that wants to come up there and get some more, kill every fucking one of them that you can, because you have the right to. You have the right to defend that Bill of Rights that's what the people founded this country. And I'm not talking about those goddamn aristocrats, those goddamn phony hijackers of a popular revolution. I'm talking about I'm talking about, do you think about what I'm saying here, you know, and they think, God, that's a pretty hairy goddamn thing you're talking about there, Henry. But do you think how hairy it was for that 16-year-old boy on the Potomac on Christmas Eve, getting in that goddamn boat, freezing ass, fucking cold. Kids can't even use his gun because it's snow and everything's wet. Crossing the Potomac to go to what the hell's the name of the Trenton. Crossing, outnumbered. Now, see, that's what another thing is going to be is good. Man, they always come like, yeah, you're outnumbered as hell. So was he. He was outnumbered. He was, go ahead.
Well, not only couldn't use his gun, but Washington told him, you're going to have to use your bayonet, son. Close up, brother. I mean, that's hairy shit, man.
Yeah, think about that. Think about that young man, a 16-year-old boy. He crossed that goddamn river. And then, like you said, you know, they couldn't use the guns. They were outnumbered by Hessians. Hessians were considered the best fighting force on the goddamn planet at the time. That boy, he marched up to there against odds where, I mean, it should have been, I mean, if it hadn't have been just for the circumstances of the Hessians getting drunk the night before, it should have been a slaughter. But you know what? He went there, you know, he said, you son of a bitches, I am a free man. My freedom, my rights are in me, and I'm going to show you that. And he walked all the way to Trenton and stuck a fucking pike into a goddamn Hessian and killed him deader than a son of a bitch because he was not going to live as somebody's goddamn boy. That was to win his sovereignty, to win his right to be left alone, to his right to rule himself and not be ruled by a king or by a code enforcement officer or by a state or anything else. I guarantee every one of them walking knew that might be their last day. Hell, they'd already seen how many of their brothers die. I mean, the goddamn Continental Army was beat to hell, and that was, you know, again with the aristocrats. And I don't really hold them in such high regard because that was the hijacking. I just talk about the balls of the men who did it. You look at that goddamn man right there, that boy. And you think about that son of a bitch coming up to him a fishing with his pistol on his side and thinking that you're going to fucking push me around, punch me around, take me off to fucking jail and I can get some admiralty lawyer in a court that will tell you straight up, we do not recognize your rights. You're under another form of government here. No, by God. You pull that goddamn gun, you put that son of a bitch down, and however many of them wants to come, as many as you can kill, and I'll tell you, you know, I hear Mike Nesser, and every time I'm talking about shit like this, talking about martyrism. This isn't martyrism. It isn't martyrism. This is just finally somebody saying a goddamn man stands his ground. A man does not allow somebody to illegally accost him, accost his person, violate his rights on the spot. That Bill of Rights was meant to be enforced on the spot. I mean, back then, what you had? You had constables and sheriffs that worked within the common law so people could try to work their differences. But you met somebody on the road. I mean, they tried to act like this was some kind of agreement for the government, how the government was going to govern over us in this Bill of Rights thing. It was not. It was individual freedom and liberty absolute in the person. It is you. That means when you met up with a fellow on the goddamn road, I mean, the way they play this goddamn game here is, you know, if their theory is, unless it's a cop, because you see, they put these funny clothes on and stuff, and it changed all the rules, don't you know? No, it didn't. So somebody accosts you on the road, and they come up and they say, give me your goddamn money. And that, well, I don't see no due process of law there, do you?
So what is it going to take for people to put a stop to it until they lose everything? And what do you think?
I think that it's going to take the people to understand that they are the Bill of Rights. That the Bill of Rights isn't something that we were supposed to argue about. Like this shit I'm talking about here with this court, this fucking court ain't got nothing to do with it. This court has not shit to do with any of it. Never had. That's what the Ninth Article said. It said that.
If it's a criminal element in the country, then how do you get people to understand and educate them when they have been so dumbed down society and controlled over time of being bondage and being raised in a society like this? How do you break free from people like that?
We are a country of 100 and of our own people. I can't even count the invaders. We're a country of about 130 million people. How would it be if just, say, 10 million people just all of a sudden, like, I mean, this is why you will not see the, I mean, this is why you buy a new computer, you can't even find the goddamn trenches. How would it be if everybody understood? I mean, you know, a young man, I talked about it yesterday. When I was young, you know, you think about going off to defend your country, your heart's pumping the pride in you. And what if they understood what was going on? And they understood that those, when they come to take those rights, this isn't court arguments or anything. This is personal. It's absolute. It's mano a mano in every instant. And you can explain it like I'm explaining it. Somebody walks up to you in the road and says, he's got a pistol stuck in his belt. Okay? He didn't even put on no special clothes, but he's just the same fucking thief. And he walks up, you got a pistol in your belt. And he says, what's your name? My name's none of your goddamn business is what my name is. Who in the fuck are you? Well, you made some tracks down the side of the road here that I don't like those tracks, or you walked over there on that brush right there. I'm going to charge you $20. Give me $20. And I'm going to write down on a piece of paper. I want you to show up here because me and my buddies are going to be here and we're going to discuss, how much of your money we're going to take because you walked on that piece of sagebrush over there. You'd say, what in the fuck are you talking about? We've made codes through here and I'm a code enforcement officer. Oh, really? You ain't getting shit, boy. You reach for that fucking gun, I'll put your ass down so fast and make your head swim. And then if they make one move to do it, you would shoot them and you would be absolutely in the right. Why does it change when they create these that what we know absolutely to be an unlawful government within a government? That is what they're operating. They took what was supposed to stay in that 10-mile square and they brought it out here to us. It's come here to tyrannize us. It doesn't matter what kind. Go ahead.
Since we live in an idiocracy, if that son should ask you what your name is, just look at him and say, not sure. I mean, shit. No, that's right.
The point is if you don't know what my fucking name is, you're sure as hell not here to serve me no papers, and you're sure not here because any complaint has been filed against me through the common law courts. First place, the courts don't exist, so there couldn't be no complaint. But the second place, because you see what I'm saying? If you don't know my fucking name, what the fuck are you even talking to me for?
No kidding. If you ain't got a picture on you that's got my name under it already, of the guy you're looking for, then what the hell are you doing talking to me?
Exactly. But see, they have buffaloed people for so long, and it's been that piss. And that's why it's gotten to be more and more. They're trying to make people scared to carry their guns. But you know what? That's a real fucking deal. I'll tell you what, don't carry that fucking gun if you ain't ready to use that son of a bitch. That's something my dad taught me when I was a little boy. And you don't play
games. If you ain't going to use it.
That's right. He'd say somebody will take it away from you and kill you. When I was a little kid... From the time I was, say, like 12 years old, my dad took us out every week, and he would stand us back to a silhouette target. You just stand there, and he'd say, "Kill that man!" Like that, you pull around. You better hit. You don't fucking swing around and act like some gunfire. You turn around, you cock that pistol, and you shot that son of a bitch right in the head. He did that for years, and you know why?
Yeah.
Because we were the only thing that he had to out. We were our family. We didn't have nobody out here. And by God, he knew after, by the time we were 14, 15, 16 years old, if he said shoot, we would fucking shoot. We wouldn't even think about it.
That's right.
That's right.
And
the people do that need to go do this, it ain't going to be the posers, like the people that like to show their guns off and stuff, you know, and I got my permits and all this stuff. It's going to be the people that put that fucking gun on because they're tired of it. You are not going to violate my rights. I will die with you right here. One of us will die. Both of us will die. But you will kill me, maybe. And you will kill me as I'm defending my rights. But the goddamn, it ain't going to be no thing about a bunch of your buddies saying, well, he's acquitted. Your ass is going to be laying there dead, too. And until it gets to that point, they're not going to stop.
You might kill me, but I ain't going to make it damn easy for you.
That's right. You goddamn right, mm-hmm. I'm not. In fact, I'm going to try and kill you without getting killed. And then,
That's right. And then
because you tried to attack that Bill of Rights, you're laying there dead. Justice is served. There isn't going to be no goddamn panel of your good code enforcement buddy, little union, goddamn corporate bullshit buddy's going to go, oh, he didn't do nothing wrong. It was all right for him to shoot that feller. It ain't going to happen. You're going to be fucking...
Now.
That's it. This is where no, I'm telling you, brothers, this is where we're at. I mean, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll jump back into this on the other side. I'll be right back.
Okay, man.
Let's go hang out in the mall. All the mall. Smoke is born. Let's go hang out in the church. We'll go find lunch. Haul mass down through the abbey. Is it money? Is it fame? What's in a name? Shame. Is it money? Is it fame? Or were they always this lame? It's crazy.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the
state
of Jefferson.
Shield and use your head. Fight till everyone is dead.
has come. Move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, rocks all swing. Shining armor, piercing a ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrai. How many can we make die? How many is it going to take? You know, we were talking, about the fact of facing these son of a bitches down. And, you know, how would it look? You know, that thing, that's one of their aspects of their program that they've got is, you know, the people, it's scattered across the country. There's, you know, 10 over here that would just cry and submit. There's three faggots over there. And then there's one man who knows his rights and wants his rights and is going to be left alone with his rights. But the bottom line is if 10 million strapped on their guns today and just started everywhere they went, they had their guns with them. They know their rights. They know they're absolute. And the rights aren't something that get violated. And then we talk about it down the road. At Lexington and Concord, it was boom. No, you're not going to violate those rights. That you're not. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I understand the Bill of Rights, and I understand where you're coming from with the freedoms that we're supposed to have. But the thing is that we have been run by a cabal of a secret society of Freemasonry in the dirty churches. So the thing is. How unselect representatives that don't represent us. I mean, you either have to kill them or they're going to kill us. That's what it seems like. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Oh, that's how it.
Yeah,
all, that,
it's
that,
coming
that's how
down
it,
to that point.
Oh brother, that's how it ends up. But everybody, you know, all the time I've been doing this. How do we get this? How do we get this started? How do we get a beginning to this to end of this goddamn treachery? This is how.
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
You got to have a shootout. Yeah, you got to stop it somehow, somewhere. You have to bring yourself to where you stand put your feet planted and you get ready to just have battle when they come. Because half of these people are, you know, this takeover of this country has been. I mean, I live in shit of this country. I'm really, really suffering down here, and I don't know how other people are, but it's getting pretty bad for certain people. And then they're trying to put smart meters on the houses. And I'm going to fight them to the T, but it is what it is.
It is what it is, brother. I heard another fella trying to get in.
It'll stop when people stop being cowards.
And that's what it's really coming down to here, brother. That's what I'm saying here. You know, I know that there's enough of us in this country that, I mean, we talked about it before, 12, 13-year-old kids during the uprising in the United States, when we got this country, they traded lead, they died. It's a nasty business. That's why we hate war. That's why, you know, there ain't a one of us talking about this that wouldn't just love to have peace and be left alone. But they are not going to leave you alone. You are not going to know peace. They are here to take your country away from you and make you into a goddamn slave at their feet. That, and that doesn't include your Bill of Rights and your due process and your right to own property. I got news for you. But what it's going to come down to, you see how this would happen? You know, everybody just instead, I mean, I see a lot of people, you know, carrying guns and stuff and the posting. I mean, do you know your Bill of Rights? Do you know what justifies you pulling that gun out and putting that son of a bitch down? Because that's what you need to know. If you know that and you're doing it, you singly by yourself, I mean, the whole fucking phony ass First World War, the whole phony ass Second World War, all these goddamn wars where they're, we're defending your freedoms and liberty, constitution, your rights, bullshit. But you will, you, I mean, the righteousness in what you do, there is, it cannot be challenged. And the bottom line is to know those rights, and it's going to take men. It's good. Well, we might as well just face it now. I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, got all the guns and everything. They ain't got the fucking balls to use them. They really don't. They need to stay back out of the way. But you see how this would escalate. Now, the first time this happens or something, it's, you know, let's just take the instance that we were talking about with the guy sitting there, you know, fishing, not bothering nobody. Some kind of fucking, he had to shoot the guy. And then when they go to explain what happened, there's going to be people around. Why did that guy shoot that guy and then all these other guys? And it was a big shootout up there. What was that all about? Well, that guy, he was carrying a gun, you see, and he took a drink of whiskey and he went down there and went fishing. And why did this happen again? Isn't that his right? Wasn't he completely within his rights and everything he was doing? And when that person who came at him, wasn't that person actually a criminal? Committing a criminal act and coming to attack his essence, which is his Bill of Rights, his right to be left alone. See, this used to be, I mean, you see the old westerns and stuff where people are facing off, you know, and stuff. And that's how people, you know, there's certain things you're not going to do to me. I have my right to be left alone. I have my right to my property. I have the right to protect my family. You screw with any of that, I have the right to pull that gun out and shoot you. I don't give a fuck what kind of clothes you got on or what kind of corporate organization you're a part of.
It reminds me of that movie Chinatown with Jack Nicholson.
Yep. You seen that, right? Yep, I've seen Chinatown.
Yeah.
It'll have to be, like I said, in you know, it won't be, it ain't be, you know, like all this thing you're seeing with the militias, which aren't militias, there aren't no militias in this country, they're political and religious armies, period. But all this stuff in the world, you know, this one, okay, we'll attack with this big bunch of people over here, and this big bunch of people, and at the right conditions, finally the conditions to get here, and then maybe something to happen over here, and they went over here, and then there was a bunch of trials and stuff, and they played games. That ain't how it works, people. That fucking Bill of Rights is now. It's right now. It's not something that, it was never intended to be violated, and then you went to the government to say, I was violated, you know. It was, in the first place, the government was never supposed to be in your life. But then now this is what they've reduced it to, like this U.S. court thing. And then I go over to the government and ask them what the right and the wrong of it is. No, the right and wrong is in us. I have the right to be left alone. If I'm not bothering another human being with what I'm doing, and some son of a bitch comes up and tries to accost me, tries to seize me, tries to violate my rights to due process of the law, which says that you, as a goddamn, whatever you are, corporate piece of shit that you are, you don't even exist. You need to stay way the fuck back away from me, because you have nothing to say to me, and I have nothing I want to hear from you. You come up in with a gun on your hip, and you're coming up to me, that's just like any other gangster coming up with a gun on their hip. Okay, you son of a bitch, what do you think? You ready to die? Because I'm ready to kill you, and I'm ready to die for my rights. I am going to be left alone, and you're going to leave me alone. Turn around and leave while you got a chance. And then see, as this grows, they're going to have to start. I mean, the more and more you're going to see, you're going to hear about them shooting people. Well, he had a gun. We seen a gun. You're seeing it now. A goddamn cell phone. Well, I guess you better have that goddamn gun on. I guess they've set the standard. Okay, I got a gun. What you're telling me, if I got a gun, you're going to shoot at me, so I better try to get it out and shoot your ass first. They're laying down the rules because you're not violating my fucking rights. I will fight for my rights to my death and die the most honorable death that an American has died in 240 fucking years. And I will be so in the right. And history will look back on the scum that you were, even the scum that we call our heroes, these people going around the world here, oppressing other people and beating them down and taking their resources for the Jews. You will go down in history as the shit, just like Benedict Arnold, like the dirt that were the goddamn Tories in this country in the beginning. That's how you will go down in history. Our people will go down into history. We will have our Bill of Rights back. We will be the free people again. And people will respect us and what we did, and they will owe us like they've never owed any other generation. Go ahead.
Yeah, they want to unarm the people. They want to unarm the people that want to defend themselves against these criminals, sheriffs, and all these criminal cops and stuff, and these police state. But they don't want to give their guns up. You know, so I guess it's just going to be out. Declared war on the people already. I mean, they already declared war on the people with the chemtrails and the chemicals and stuff with the vaccine. So
the thing is, the very fact that they've created these illegal policing agencies that are a running violation of they're just completely without authority. It is rogue. It is occupation. The fact that they've created him, they said that this guy's going to have a gun. He's going to come up and I don't give a shit what your Bill of Rights is. He's going to do to you what he wants to do to you, and you're going to sit there and take it. He asks you your name, and you don't tell him. He can beat you down or haul you off. You want to bet? I bet you he can if I pull this fucking gun out and shoot him dead. See, this is where we're at, people. This is where the true founders of this country were. It had got to the point to where these British soldiers just coming in with force, just forcing you. You don't own nothing. Kick the shit out of you. Knock the shit out of your kid. Rape your wife. Take your shit. Beat you down. Well, the people back then, they figured it out. You know what? You can't do that if I put a bullet hole through your fucking head, can you? I guess we put enough bullet holes through your fucking head and you're all gone. And this shit stops and we're free people again. The thing is, what people don't get, you know, it's like when I've talked to people, you know, and they're confronting the cops. Well, they just, you know, you talk about the Constitution, don't talk about the Constitution to me in the first place, or the Bill of Rights, and they just, well, I don't know about that. Well, that's your fucking mistake. Boom. Because you violated it, you son of a bitch, and the Bill of Rights enforces itself on the spot. It ain't something that, when it's an outside attack on the Bill of Rights. It's not a litigation within the Bill of Rights between the people, as we are the only ones that can litigate within the Bill of Rights. That is a direct assault attack on the Bill of Rights. And that is answered with a fucking bullet, just like they did at Lexington and Concord. That's how that attack is answered. Now, if there is litigation to be had between the people within the Bill of Rights, there's the most peaceful, most honest, decent way for people to settle their differences. It's there, it's subtle, but it's absolute. It guarantees everybody equal justice and equal rights, and it's just so calm, and it's such a peaceful piece of paper. But you try to, an outsider, because this is what we, remember, this is why we had to have federal government to keep, because some son of a bitch might come and attack our peaceful piece of paper, which is indeed our essence. It's not a piece of paper, it's us. And our peace and our right to peace and our right to be left alone. And somebody, when outsider, and that's what these people are, they're outsiders. There is no, you cannot question it. When that son of a bitch is walking up to you, you know he has no authority to be there. He's a rogue. He's a bandit. He's a criminal. You know what he is. And he's not coming there to litigate or talk about justice or anything. He's coming there to fucking take your rights away from you and push you around, put you down, and take your shit. And when it comes up to that peaceful document like that, you pull out that fucking gun and boom, that document just became lethal to the son of a bitch that would destroy it. And that's the best way I can put it. Now, U.S. Court weighs challenge to Boston gun restriction. You have no authority. You have been acting so. We were going to go get to the part to the son of a bitches that sent them. Well, once this starts happening, people, people are going to get the idea, and you're going to separate the men from the fucking pussies. All the men are going to have their guns on. They're going to be carrying guns because they understand the situation. Because it'll be made clear. It'll be made clear because you'll force them. You will force them. You'll force their hand to attack you illegally, to attack your Bill of Rights, to try and take your freedom away from you, and you'll be putting them down. Other people will be watching, and it's something that will just build. And then you'll see these slime balls try to start slithering out of this goddamn country as it builds. But they're not going no goddamn where. And like Corky said, we're not going to keep them around to question them. No, when they're caught, they're going to get that peaceful document because they're going to be brought into the common law because by the law, they are still subject to that law as American nationals. They're going to be brought into that peaceful court with the best of the people, people with honest hearts, people who don't lie, people who don't cheat and don't want others to lie and cheat. And the evidence of what they try to do to that peaceful document, to our peace, to our common law, to our right to peacefully exist with one another is going to be laid right out in front of 12 people. And 12 people are going to be sitting there and saying, as nasty as it is, that son of a bitch needs to be put down like a dog. He is dangerous. That is a danger to me. It's a danger to my children. It's a danger to my progeny. Get the fucking rope. And that's how that's going to go down. But these ideas of these, you know, something's going to happen and a big bunch of militia is going to move in here and do this. I don't see it. I see the people finally coming to the point of just understand. I wish that I could talk to every American right now. And just explain it to them, what their Bill of Rights are. It's you. That's who you are. It's your right to be at peace, and you have the absolute right to defend that peace with deadly force. When somebody comes to, they're not, you know, like if things were operating correctly, and there was, you know, the sheriff had a paper to serve you. The sheriff, he's one of the people from your community. He would be liked by everyone. Like my dad's uncle, he served as a constable for 30 years. Never fired a pistol on anybody. Didn't have to. Everybody loved him. That's why he was the constable. He could get along with everybody. And, you know, the only time you'd ever, you know, see anything like that, you come up, you know, some papers, we have a disagreement about this. Well, that's all right. You know, I don't even hate old Bob over there. But, man, me and Bob, we have a goddamn it. We're disagreeing on this. And we have our peaceful paper. We have our peaceful procedure. We have our peaceful way to settle everything peaceably amongst ourselves. And then we'd go to, and you wouldn't feel bad about it. There would be no animosity because you go, I'm going there, man. I'm so lucky. There's nobody else on earth has what I have. I get to go in here in front of 12 people. I get to tell my side of it. And then Bob, who I really hold no, we just have a disagreement here. He gets to come in and tell his side of it. And then those rights, because that's what you're talking about is rights. Those 12 people are going to weigh the rights against one another. They're going to talk it all over. And they might come out for me. Or they might come out for Bob. Or they might come out halfway for me and halfway for Bob. But the whole idea of the system was justice. Justice so that there could be peace, so that men could live among each other. Look at what we got now under their wonderful admiralty rule, just fucking murder, mayhem, just ripping shit and people invading our fucking country and this goddamn insanity. And you turn on the stupid box and what's real important? You know, I didn't even think of the son of a bitch's name, Rosenstein. They may impeach Rosenstein. Like this means anything in our world. And see, they play in this game. And with this productions and stuff, but they're only playing it to like 25% of the population. 75% of the population out here like this, you go, fuck this shit. I've had it. This has got to stop. And as long as we'll allow that game to be played like that until there is some affirmative action, and the only affirmative thing to do is to strap on your pistol and enforce your fucking rights. I'm sorry. That is what it has come to. You're not going to see a bunch of people, and you know, just like this shit in Portland. Oh, the Bible guys, they came out and they were fighting with the communists in the streets. You're going to see the Americans who have the right to peaceably walk down their street and be left alone. They're going to be walking down through there with their pistols on. And the first pardon?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I said you're not going to see people singing Kumbaya and shit like that.
No, but what'll happen? I mean, this is what would have happened not that many years ago. The men would have come out. If our women and children can't walk our streets, the men come out and they got their pistols on. There's a bunch of assholes. You got some communists over here. They think they're going to take the fucking joint over and make you an international communist. You got these goddamn dirty church Masonic good old boys who think they're going to take the whole son of a bitch over, and they're ones that created the illegal, got rid of your common law courts and everything in the first place. They're gonna take it. Everybody's just they're gonna clog up your roads, put fear into you. No, 100 guys are going to come walking down the street, and the first one of them that blocks, tries to block somebody or push somebody or anything else, boom, you son of a bitch. That, now you understand what the Bill of Rights is? Boom, we got the right to walk down, boom, this fucking street, boom, without putting up, boom, with your infringements on our goddamn rights. Do you understand? The law is enforced. You know, there was no appeals. There was no arguments in court. It was just, that is the law, and it's going to be goddamn enforced. You're not going to do this to us. Pardon?
I'm going to send you some donation money.
Oh, brother, man, I know. No, you're the one that I don't want nobody who is hurting to do. I mean, you take care of yourself.
No. If it's going to a good cause, it's something that...
I know that, brother, but I don't want nobody that's down, that is... I just wouldn't want that. I mean, I know you're in a heart hurting in a hard way. You take care of yourself. That's... And tell what you can do is tell other people. Just keep, keep pushing the message. Say, man, this is the way it is, guys. And you've done your part. I mean, there are people out there, my friend, who could afford to help us a whole hell of a lot that don't. And it's always the people who can least afford who want to help. But I never want to take anything from somebody that's going to deprive them. I don't want it. That being said, we've reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, keep thinking it through clear.
Keep thinking.
And talking to other people and explaining it. See, if these are our rights that cannot be infringed, how is it they can just tear them apart and go into courts and say, oh, this is what it is? They can't. They just can't. That's why, it was written down. But it's just because it was put on paper so that there would be no excuse for them saying, well, hell, we didn't know about that. Well, yeah, you really did, because that's what we fought for. And it is alive. The Bill of Rights isn't a piece of paper that can't enforce itself. It is human entity. It is us as human entities. And by God, we can enforce it. We can enforce ourselves. And that is The Word from the Trenches. See you guys tomorrow.